the most important thing in Wisconsin in sports. And it's not even close.
And? What, the Brewers are going to make the playoffs?
No.
Corbin Burns hurt last night?
Well, he's got something possibly. No.
Is that what we agree on?
No.
What are we agreeing on?
Giannis. Any update on Giannis? That his health is the most important thing in Wisconsin in sports. It's not even close. And so before we get to anything else, we always address important thing. And that would also...
We do?
I would
say we always do that.
Well, normally it's the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We don't need to address it on a daily
basis.
Something
crazy comes up.
Once in a while. But in this case, this is so huge. I mean, you have to accept the possibility, as small as it might be, that this will prevent the Bucks from winning a championship, right? That's a possibility. We need to know how people need to know.
Anything's possible.
Well, everybody needs to know how small a possible. It's very small to you, right? And you're the doctor of basketball.
I don't know what the extent of his injury is. I just know there's nothing on the x-ray, which means no bones are broken, anything like that, no fractures. Mm-hmm. MRI was clear, they said, so strains or tears.
We're all here waiting to hear what you say.
That doesn't mean he's still not injured to some extent.
Okay.
So what that is and what would come of it, I don't know.
What do we have to watch for the game tomorrow night?
I watch to see if he's moving.
Oh, is he going to play? I believe we have new information.
From our friend Eric Name over at The Athletic, Buck supporter Eric Name. Coach Mike Budenholzer at his press conference today told reporters that Giannis Antetokounmpo was not able to participate
by the way, stop, please. We never use his last name on this show.
I'm just reading what the tweet says.
Then you shorten the tweet.
All right, Mike Budenholzer tells reporters that Giannis was not able to participate in practice today. More from Coach Bud. He says, quote, "We'll have 24 hours before game time. He'll get treatment and we'll see how he feels. I think there's been a lot of progress and hopefully there's more in the next day or so." He goes on to say, quote, "I mean, I think if I'm being honest, I think there's an optimism that Giannis will play in game two. Time is a little bit on our side, but I think that equation will flip. So, yeah, I would say we're optimistic."
Can I ask, now, we of course then give that to our doctor of basketball, Dr. Tony Smith, and see what he has as a response to what Bud said. Take it away, Doc.
First off, I want to say, Pebble, you tell Homer, he doesn't tell you how to read stuff. You read it how you want to. If you want to say Antetokounmpo, you say Antetokounmpo. Don't let him bully you like that, Pebble. That's why you're still the Pebble.
Can I respond to that? When you stand
up to Homer, you'll become the Rock.
Can I respond to that?
Go right ahead.
Tony's right.
But I think what I'd like to know is you're a team player, and I tell that to everyone. I don't know why anybody says his last name.
Because it's fun to say it sometimes.
No, it isn't. It's hard to say.
It's hard, but it's
fun.
And
he is good enough.
Some people like the challenge.
He should be viewed. Put this down. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Homer wants it. Everyone should say only Giannis and never use his last name. He is Giannis. That speaks to his greatness. Mm. He was magic. He was Larry.
Anyway, Giannis not practicing, predictable. There's no way he was going to try to practice. He's probably just...
How do you know that?
Because there's no reason to try to practice. It's rehab, 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 rehab. As much as possible before you even attempt to get out there.
You can.
It's Giannis. He doesn't eat a lot. He's not missed like 3 months. He's missed a day and a half. So he can go out there and still be Giannis without doing anything for 2 or 3 days. So you don't worry about that. You worry about getting as many sessions of rehab in. Now, when I was hurt, they made you do at least twice a day. So you had to come in the morning and at
night.
How
long is each
one? Well, whatever your rehab was. So I don't know what he's doing.
But
ultrasound, ice, stretching, massage. I don't know. Who knows? He could have all of that.
Whoa.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff that you could be doing. So whatever his regimen is for his rehab and they're trying to get him back, he's probably going to at least do it twice a day. So, you know, you want to get as many of those sessions in as possible before you go ahead and try to test him. And again, I'm still in the camp of I don't need to rush him. I don't think they need to worry about winning game two. They can win game two without him. They just got to play a little better. Max Strus ain't going to get 30 some. I mean, you know, Gabe Vincent play well? He might make a couple shots, but again, they don't have a hero. Hero takes more shots than anybody on that team. He led them in field goal attempts.
So you believe the Bucks will win regardless of Giannis?
With or without Giannis, they will win game two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have that confidence?
They took 45 threes.
They will not shoot the way they do.
Yeah, they shot 60% from the floor in game one. They're not going to shoot 60% again.
You think the Bucks win without Giannis?
I think the Bucks can win without Giannis, yes.
Not can win, will
win. Will win.
Will win?
Yes. I think they will win game two with or without Giannis.
I think they will win without Giannis as well, just because of the hero injury. Which is, I think, is a bigger deal than Giannis' injury.
Correct. In my opinion, it's the same.
What?
They don't. Miami doesn't have enough. It's like think of a glass half full. A glass that's full. When you take away a hero from the Heat, they have less to work with. They didn't even start with a full glass, and now you take away a bigger piece like hero. They don't have much left.
They just beat the Bucks without a hero, and the Bucks were without Giannis. Right? I have that right?
Yeah, but you heard Pebble. They were making everything.
I understand. They don't have to make all those. They won by double figures.
Hero played longer than Giannis.
Not much.
Yeah, but the Bucks did cut it down to what? Three at one point?
Five,
so,
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, they got it closed down to five. All right.
Yeah.
Am I willing to say that the Bucks... Let's put it this way.
So you saw the Heat won first game, right? You thought, okay, well, whatever.
Right.
Whose game looks like they could replicate or be better the next game? So if you look at the Bucks and how they played game one, you think they could do that again or play better?
Well, Middleton played so well, so I thought it was a pretty good overall team.
How did Drew Holiday play? How did Jay Crowder play?
Overall team, I would say the Bucks can play better, but that wouldn't necessarily be better and a win with no Giannis.
But that ain't the question. The question is which team has the potential to play better. Do you think Miami could play any better than they played in game one?
Not much.
Correct. So what are the chances of them playing that way at the peak of their possibilities, peak of their capabilities?
They're not going to play as well. They're not going to shoot as
well. So chances are they're not going to play as well. Chances are the Bucks are going to play better because they didn't play that great. They're going to play better. That's why they're going to still win the series with or without Giannis, and they're going to win game two. That's just the way it looks to me.
Wow. You've convinced me, but I wouldn't bet it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet anything because anything can happen. But I just don't think they have the capabilities of playing at that level.
No, they can't shoot the same way.
All right.
No doubt about it. I just think I know if I was on that team.
Which team?
And on Miami, Giannis not playing, I would be 1,000,000% more confident. I'd walk that level going, we beat them. He don't play, we beat them. With he's not playing, and even though we're a better team than they are right now. I believe we're a better team.
I don't think they're saying that because they don't have hero. If they had hero, maybe they could convince themselves of that.
They got Kevin Love.
That doesn't matter.
It helps them some.
Kevin Love had a resurgent game. He came out of nowhere. He ain't going to do that.
He's not going to do that. But
he ain't
going to
do that for seven games. He'll get two or three games.
All right. So if the Bucks win, you could go seven without Giannis. You're just saying they'll find a way.
There's a possibility of a lot of things here, but for one, I think Giannis is going to be back. I just can't see him being out.
His history is whenever you think he's going to be out, he comes back.
And again, Miami can't repeat that effort. They just can't. Not consistently. If they do it in game two, certainly not do it in game three or four. They just can't shoot that well for that long. It's too high of a standard to hold.
Well, actually, the reason I believe that the Bucks can win the series is I believe that the most important thing by far is that Chris Middleton is able to play at 100%.
Yes, that is a good sign. Chris Middleton is ready to go.
Sad that he played as well as he did, and they still lost. Because when he plays that well, they should win. But they didn't. But that's the best kept secret in terms of how positive people should feel about the Bucks, because Middleton, clearly, by your standards, he's really close to 100%. In the first game, he played like nothing had happened.
Yeah, he looks good enough that I'm not worried about it. Let's put it that way.
I got to write that one down. He looks good enough that I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it, yep. So whatever percentage that is, I don't know, but it's a good enough percentage that I'm not worried about.
That's a standard to have in the future.
Yeah.
He looks good enough that I'm not worried about it. Jason Wilde.
Opposite of what Jordan Love
is. I got some stuff to deal with, Jason.
Jordan Love doesn't look good enough for me not to worry.
It starts with Love.
You haven't even seen him play enough to know for sure.
Well, what I've seen, I'm worried.
And you think you've seen enough? You've seen. Here's another one.
No, I have not seen enough.
No. You've seen enough of Jordan Love to be worried.
I've seen enough to be worried. All right, hold on.
I've seen enough to be worried. Jordan Love. Now, what you said about Chris Middleton is, I've seen enough not to be worried.
Yes. Complete opposite of Jordan Love.
There it is. All right. Jason Willey next.